on keeping on us, just like a Heavenly Father would, right? He wants to really get this deep down inside of us, but he wanted to take us to the next level. And so last week, our theme changed just a little bit of, therefore, do not worry, but rather, and what is the word? Trust. And last week, we talked about trust and how when you know someone loves you, you can trust them. We talked about the researchers that did the test on the toddlers and had them on one side of, like, it looked like a crevice where there was, they could see with their eyes that there was no floor there when there was just glass across. And they were seeing if they would go against what their instinct and what their mind and their emotions told them, if they would go beyond that and go to their mom that was on the other side. And what did 100% of them do? They crossed over. Didn't matter what their mind said. It didn't matter the warning things that were going off. They knew their mother loved them, so they trusted her. And that's the place we have to get to in our walk with our Heavenly Father. We've got to trust him no matter what it looks like. No matter what it looks like, if he's reaching out his arms to you, you can trust him. Somebody say amen. So we have the word trust. And as I shared last week, I felt like the Lord was going to give us an acronym for trust. And the first one has to do with what we're doing right now, our tithes and offering time. The first area that we need to learn to trust the Lord is in our finances. Somebody say amen. We talked about this from the beginning of the Therefore Do Not Worry series, that you have a choice to make because you cannot serve God and money. Cannot serve God and money. You have to pick which one. And if you pick money, that taskmaster is horrible to work for. Run you into the ground, make you ragged, and you still won't make it. Amen? But when you serve the Lord, when he is your master, when he is your savior, then you know you can trust him with your finances. And it won't be just enough, because he promises to do what? Exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think or imagine. Amen? So we want to look at Malachi 3:10. It's a very popular passage of scripture. Actually, we're going to back it up. We could bag it up too if we want, a little sermonette. In verse 8, and it says, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Now listen what happens. When you rob God, this is what happens. You are cursed with the curse. For you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Number 10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food enough in my house. And test me, or try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Is that a skimpy return? Do you know that there's only a couple times the windows of heaven were opened, and one of them, there was no land left after he opened it up because it poured out so much it flooded the earth when he opened up the windows of heaven. How many people would like to be flooded in their finances? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I find it funny that there are a couple things that the enemy has really hit hard against, and he's even created doctrines and traditions in churches to keep Christians from getting the full benefit of their blessings that the Lord has for them. And you want to know what the number one thing is? Tithes. You know, it's probably the most controversial issue in the church. You know why? Because the enemy knows what happens when you tithe. He knows that you're cut off from his system. He knows he can no longer rob, steal, kill, and destroy. So he has tried throughout history to make tithing look like something negative. How many people have heard somebody preach to you from a pulpit and says tithing is not for today? Well, let me tell you what tithing, if you want to look at the New Testament, it says that they sold all that they had and they gave everything that they had to the church. So if you want to be a New Testament church, we can all go out and sell everything and give it all to the church and live for the common good. Do you know why Jesus didn't really hone in, or why that they really didn't talk about as much tithing in the New Testament? Because it was an Old Testament thing, and he was talking to the Jewish people who already knew all about tithing. This was not a new thing for them. They had been doing it for centuries. This was so commonplace, it would be silly to talk about it because everyone already knew it was what was required. It's what you did as a Jewish person. No questions asked. And that's why Jesus focuses more on the love of money. Because you think about when he talked about money, which Rick Rinder was talking about this the other day, he said that the number one thing that Jesus talked about when he was on this earth had to do with money. The second was hell. And how interesting that both those things nobody wants to hear about. You go to a church service and they say, well, it's tithes and offerings times, and you hear this of a church. Not this church. You guys are amazing. The church at large. The percentage that people give in most churches today, it used to be 9%, which was nutty to me. The only 9%. Can you imagine if 100% of the people in every church tithed? The church would take its rightful place across the world, because we would have the finances that we need to fund anything and everything that we need. But the church is running on 9%. Wow. But I heard recently that it's less than 5. You guys, way to go, Redeemed Church family. You are not part of that 5. I can tell you from this pulpit, we're like at 99% tithers. And that's why we see the continued blessing. That's why you're seeing the blessing in your lives. But we need to pray for the rest of the church families. Amen? Because they've bought into this tradition, all God wants is your money. Can I tell you something? He walks on streets of gold. He does not need your money. He does not need your money. Let me say it again. He does not need your money. Kind of an earthly way to translate this would be, a lot of people say, well, President Trump just wanted more money when he became president. No, he didn't. Because you know what? He did not need your money. He did not need your money. What did he do with the income we gave him as president? He gave it back. I don't know if you know that. He gave his finances that he made as president back into the American system. He picked different places to give it back to. Of course, that didn't make headline news. Just like when your Heavenly Father blesses you back because he doesn't need your money, how often do we see that make the headline news? Church member tithes, and God reveals himself in their finances. But you know what I'm believing? I'm believing that we're going to get to the point, because we trust in the Lord, that we're going to see such an incredible amount of blessing come into our church body that it's going to make news. Because it's going to say this: Redeemed Church gives, Redeemed Church gives again, Redeemed Church gives again, Redeemed Church provides, not for our glory so that we can say, oh, look at us. No, no, no. So we can say, look at the awesome God we serve. How amazing to be able to hear of a need anywhere and not just write a small check, which I know the Lord blesses small checks, but my heart is not a small check heart. My heart is, when there's a need, we walk over and we say, house burnt down, how much does it take to put everything back together? There you go. Need taken care of. You over here, this church, you're having issues, you're having problems with your building. How much is it? There's your check. Missionaries, you need a funding, you need this or that, no problem. There's your check. I don't want us to be the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea has life running into it. The Jordan River is alive. It runs into the Dead Sea and it does what? It dies. We are not a church that has a sea that's dead. You know why? Because we have outlets. Again, I was listening to Rick Renner, and he said that scientists have said if they could figure out a way to make the Dead Sea have an outlet, it would only be a matter of time before the Dead Sea would become alive. That got me excited. You know what that got me excited? Because there are churches across America that are Dead Seas. And all we need is one outlet to start happening, and they're going to come alive. God is doing something across America. He's waking people up. We are not alone. I know sometimes it feels like that, but we are not alone. There are other people that are starting to believe. They're starting to trust in the Lord, and they're starting to give their tithes. They're starting to say, I don't want to be a part of this world system anymore. I want to be a part of what God is doing. Do you know why we want to be a part of what God is doing? Because there's lives that need to be touched. Recently, we're gonna show you a video, and I've told you many, many times before, we don't show you things to make you emotionally moved. So we're not doing an offering for this today, because guess what? We already have finances that are in our accounts that are set aside for this. So you've already given for this. But I want you to see, sometimes we hear things on the news and it's over there. So it doesn't impact us. It doesn't hit home for us. But we are partners with Star of Hope. And they're in Romania, which is bordering the Ukraine. And they have been on the border since day one, meeting people as they cross, meeting their needs. Recently, they put their lives in jeopardy and took trucks, semi-trucks of food and health things across the border into Kyiv. That's amazing what they're doing. And we're a part of that. This is just one example of why we need to be so blessed that we can be a blessing. We're sending them an amount, but I would love to be able to say, here's $30,000. You just keep on doing what you're doing. Amen? We can't be there, but they can. So watch.
Romania in Siret at the Romanian-Ukrainian border, 300 meters away. Star of Hope has been here since day one from the war outbreak. And if there are children with special needs coming here, they will be directed to our tent here. We also help single mother with small children so they can stay in the tent for a few hours to warm up, eat something, and we also give them some food to take with them when they travel on time.
Some of the things that you didn't get to see was a pastor that's still in Kyiv who is staying there and who is getting these supplies, and then they are taking them out to the communities that can't come in. Like a lot of European countries, they are almost solely dependent on their trains and transportation. So they can't get there. The people can't get to them. So they have to go out. Another one of the videos that we watched that I wish you could have seen, you can go to Star of Hope, and they have the videos on there. They were interviewing a mom who had two kids with her, and she was sharing how that they had made it out of Romania and to Ukraine, and they were asking about her husband, and she said he's back fighting in the military. And Ara and Adi, the two people that are in Romania, they are not just sending people, they are there with these people. And she said, oh, your husband, he's a military guy? And she said, no, he's actually an international lawyer, but he wouldn't leave. He wanted to fight alongside his countrymen to save our nation. They haven't been able to have much contact with him. They had just purchased a home in Kyiv, and Aura asked her, is it still there? And she started to cry and said, everything's gone. It's just, You know, you see the images on TV, but you don't really see the images. You don't see the lives. And so I just want you to know that your giving is going and it's touching people, real people. A lot of times we don't know if we give to certain organizations, if those finances are going to make it to people. But I can tell you a Star of Hope, when we give, it goes directly to whatever we've asked it to be given to. So your giving in the past has created a space for us in our finances to be able to be blessed, to be a blessing. One of the last videos that they have on their site is Ara, and she's on the border, and you can see they've met hundreds of thousands of people that are walking. Some of them have been walking for days to get out. And they're walking across, and they're being greeted with bags of food or toiletries. Some of the pictures show toys for some of the kids. These little kids, these pictures, are heartbreaking. It would be like all of a sudden us being attacked here and your child having to go halfway across the United States to safety. It's their whole world has been turned upside down. And what does Jesus say? When you do it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. They're meeting them with a cup of cold water, with hugs, with smiles. At the end, Ara was just like, we need some help. We need people to help give toward this so we can continue. Guess what, Redeemed Church? Because you've trusted in the Lord and you've given your tithes, your seed is going across the world and touching someone who is in the most desperate of times. We haven't really had an issue like this in that our country has seen, other than, you know, the Middle East. But these are real people. And more than anything else, more than even our finances, which do make a difference, we need to be praying for peace. We need to be praying for God to touch these families that have been literally torn apart. But you're making a difference because you are tithers and givers. And that's the thing I felt so impressed today to tell you, is that the windows of heaven are opening up in our lives for a reason. We are blessed to be a blessing. God has put finances into our hands as individuals and as a church to meet a need. And that's what we're doing. We're meeting needs all over the world as the Lord shows us and brings them up. Amen? So let's just pray for Star of Hope this morning and for all the organizations that are there. Father, we just thank you and we praise you, Father, for these men and women that are literally laying down their lives to bring hope, to bring food, to bring water, to bring encouragement to the people in this war-torn country. Father, we pray for the Ukrainian people today. Father, I pray that they would come to know you as their Lord and Savior. I pray that tradition would be put aside, Father, that they would have a true relationship with you. I pray, Father, that you would protect families as they're separated. I pray, Father, that you would reunite families that have been lost from each other. I pray, Father, that you would be with those that have lost loved ones. I pray, Lord, that you would just bring such peace and comfort to the people of Ukraine. And Father, we ask right now that you would protect them as a nation, Lord. You would protect them by the power of your name. That you would stop evil, Father, and you would bring peace. That you would give wisdom, Father, to those that are in the places of authority of what to do or what not to do, Father. That you would direct people, that you would instruct them, Father. I pray for those that are on the front lines, Father, that you would give them peace and encouragement in their hearts, Father. I pray for miracle upon miracle upon miracle, Father. That whatever the need is, Father, that you would meet that need today in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for putting people into office that need to be in office and removing people that don't need to be there. We just bind evil, Father. We bind the enemy's hand that's at work. And we just praise you, Father, for a breakthrough today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just pray for the seeds that have been sown, Father, and for those that have yet to be sown, Father. Each person's life that's touched is going to feel the love of God. that they will know how much you love them, Father, and that their lives would be changed for eternity, Lord. In Jesus' name, bless Aura and Adi, Father. Bless their team in Romania. Let them feel, Father, our prayers. Let them feel our support. Let them feel our love and encouragement to keep going, Father, to keep doing what they're doing. And we just praise you, Father, for blessing this seed as it goes forth, Father, for anointing it, multiplying it, Father, that it will meet more needs than they even thought possible, Lord. We pray for deals and sales and favor and blessing upon every person that sows into this ministry. And Father, for all the other ministries, Lord, we pray that the finances that are being given would make it to the people that need it. And we just thank you, Father. We trust you today, Lord. We trust you in our finances. And we pray for the church at large, Father, across the nation, across the world, that they would come back to trusting you, Father, in their finances. And I pray, Father, I just call forth, Lord, percentages to rise in leaps and bounds of those who would trust you with their finances and begin to tithe again. I thank you, Father, that the windows of heaven would open up all over the world, Father, and that blessings would be poured out, Father, so that in these last days, your church, your bride, would rise up in her rightful place and be able to touch those in need. And start with us, Heavenly Father. Start with us. We will be faithful with what you've given us, Lord. We trust you. We've seen your blessing. So we thank you, Father, for the exceedingly abundantly above that's coming in so we can continue to be a vessel you can flow through. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Thank you for being faithful tithers, Redeemed Church.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And, you know, just kind of on that same tone, we are going to be giving an extra offering to them right now. Those videos that we showed were probably about 2 months old, but I'm sure they could use replenishing of supplies and just some encouragement, right? So I think we have, did you say 4,000 right now? Set aside in our tithe account. We as a church, we have an account that all the giving, 10% of all the giving goes into a separate account, and then we sow it as the Lord leads. So I think we're going to set aside that entire chunk to that this month. Just encourage them, you know, cases of water or whatever they need. So we don't want, what we're saying is, when she's explained that to you, is we don't show you videos to try to pressure you to give. But if God is giving you something you want to give, we're not going to restrain you from giving. So just get it to Shelly this week or whatever. But we're going to send a chunk out there and just let the Lord use it. Amen. So Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for your people, their hearts to give. We give you the praise and glory, God. We speak your blessing on your people's giving. We call our harvest in. Just say, harvest come from the north, south, east, and west. I receive raises, bonuses, inheritances, jobs, bonuses, the blessing of God in every area of my life so that I may continue to be a blessing myself and get this gospel preached, Lord, around the world. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Amen. And I think you can probably find those if you just Google Star of Hope, Ukraine support. I'm sure you'll find a bunch of things. It's just and you partner with them is the cool thing. So I know Eagle Mountain is doing a lot of things too. They're helping actually Jewish people from the Ukraine get to back to Israel. So it's just a amazing thing, fulfilling prophecy like that too. But amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I think we can dismiss the kids this morning. Hallelujah. And we love you kids. Thanks for coming to church today. I think we're all God's kids, aren't we? The Bible calls us all God's children. Thank you, Lacey. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, let's pray over this message today. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear what your Spirit would say to us today. We thank you, Lord, for continuing as we've been, you know, speaking about the issue going on in the Ukraine. We speak peace over that nation. We bind that spirit that's stealing and killing and destroying. That spirit that's on people like Vladimir Putin, we bind it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we declare peace in Jesus' name. Angelic support, Father God, saving lives, saving a nation, Lord God, and bringing correction, Lord Jesus. This is the prophetic word from Brother Copeland. Correction, direction, perfection, all of these things, Lord God, that you want established in the world, and we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Well, I'm going to start today. You know, we're going to be getting back into, you know, more of a series type thing, probably on Mother's Day. But, you know, last week we did 101 verses on healing and believe God to just give us a booster shot of healing last week. Amen. Don't you know, church is a great place to come get your booster shot. Your faith booster. Amen. And as I was, you know, this week is National Day of Prayer. And so May 4th, I believe, is that day. So just be praying for our country. But just in light of, we were talking about 101 healing verses, I thought, well, you know what? I bet I can come up with 50 for our country, right? For every state. Amen. And I've shared before that Bible passages with the word us lately remind me of the U.S. Everywhere I see us, there's so many places that I could just plug in U.S. in there. So we're going to do that. But before we do, I just, you know, we're talking about the prophetic words for this year. It's good to reiterate those things as well. Amen. And let me see here. Yeah, for Kenneth Copeland, the prophetic ministry of Kenneth Copeland, 2022 is the year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in the spirit, soul, and body, in finances, church, and government. Somebody say government, right? In 2022, it all belongs to you. In 2022, you will know what to do. Hallelujah. Jerry Seville's ministry says this, Brother Jerry Seville, prophetic ministry as well. The Spirit of God revealed to me that 2022 will be the year of the open hand of God. He went on to say, in the midst of more and more chaos and disorder, have we heard of any chaos and disorder since the year began, right? God will open his hand and freely give to those who refuse to be shaken by it. Somebody say hallelujah. So these words and others like it, you know, we just need to keep standing on these things, and confessing them and believing them. And just, it's so cool to just let God be God. Amen. He's really good at being himself, right? But I want to spend some time praying and just confessing some scriptures over our country. Because, you know, National Day of Prayer this week, and we're not going to physically get together, but we are now. So why don't we agree now? And then agree then too. And I apologize I didn't print these out. A lot of you probably will want this on paper because it's going to be fun when you see this. Right? These are great things to confess. So you can listen to it again online and I'll have some printed up for the future. Because this is not, how many know this is not a one-time thing? We just like healing. If God can heal Chad's body like he did this week and raise him up, then can he heal a nation? Is anything too big for the Lord, right? And that's what we're believing God for. So these really are verses about healing a nation. Hallelujah, right? So, okay, we're gonna do just like we did the 101 healing verses. We're gonna say these out loud together and just see where the Holy Ghost. And I had to narrow it down to 50, all right? I had like 80. And that was only in Psalms, and the Psalms are so great. King David, what a great leader. Amen. Had some flaws, but what a marvel, one of the greatest world leaders in history. And then into the, we have some scriptures from the epistles, from the Apostle Paul, things that the Lord showed him, right? And that's it. I found 50 in just those two areas. So let's look at them. Ready, begin. Number one, there are many who say, who will show us? And I capitalized us, not because us is God, but just to emphasize it. Okay? There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You see where this is going? Psalm 4:6. Don't you love it when the Holy Spirit takes a scripture and just gives you a whole fresh way of hearing it, right? Everywhere I see that word us, in many cases, I think United States, right? Hallelujah. So Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon the U.S. in Jesus' name. Somebody say, let there be light. Amen. Number two, let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us. Just as we hope in you. Psalm 33:22. Hallelujah. How many know the Lord is a God of great mercy? If anybody repents, there's mercy for them, right? So we're believing God for his loving kindness being upon us. Number three, many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us. I'm going to really emphasize that if you haven't picked it up. Your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak them, they are more than can be numbered. Psalm 40, verse 5. The Lord loves us. Well, God don't care about us. We're a bunch of racists. A bunch of racist haters. Bigots. No, these are lies. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to start with, God loves us. Right? Number four. Through you, we will push down our enemies. Through your name, we will trample those who rise up against us. Psalm 44, verse 5. Hallelujah. Gosh, I just really enjoy that one. Through you, we will push down our enemies. Through your name, we will trample those who rise up against us. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. We say that in Jesus' name. Number five, but you have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us. And don't you know those who hate us, many are among us. So they better change sides. Amen? Psalm 44, verse 7. Glory to God forevermore. Has God ever saved us before? Has he ever used us to save someone else? That's why the devil hates us. Amen. Oh, you just got to find some humor in it too, you know? Numbers, because it's all over the Word. Right? And the Holy Spirit takes the word and shows you what it says now. Right? Of course it applies to us as believers, but I'm taking this for the U.S. Hallelujah. All this has come upon us, but we have not forgotten you, nor have we dealt falsely with your covenant. Psalm 44:17. Somebody say, hold the course. Hold the course. For us. Amen. Don't swerve to the left. Isn't God have a great sense of humor that even people have created those two words, left and right? That's not a mistake. Get right or you'll get left. We used to say that in children's ministry. Didn't mean what we mean by it now. Number seven, by awesome deeds in righteousness, you will answer us. Psalm 65:5. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for awesome deeds in righteousness. Just lately, remember a couple years ago, there was this big corporation called Twitter? that decided to kick the president of the United States off of it? And what just happened to Twitter? It got bought out by not necessarily a conservative guy, but God has representatives in high places. Now, what?
My Twitter turned back on. I got banned.
It's on again. Man, they let Randy back on. It's open to everybody. But you see, that's an awesome deed in righteousness. God has people all over. Isn't it cool that even one of his main guys that we should know and love, his name is Trump. Like in a game of cards. Oh, here's my Trump. All that junk you're pushing. You got to find humor in this, church. Amen. We're only on number 8, okay? Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, what you have done for us. Glory to God. Psalm 68:28. Amen. Strengthen, O God, what you have done for us. When you think about the foundation of our nation, on the Word of God, the Constitution, we need those things strengthened, not watered down and removed and called racist and all these nutty things people are doing, right? The Constitution of the United States is not a racist document. No, it's a righteous document. Amen, right? So strengthen, O God, what you have done for us. Hallelujah. Number 9, oh, do not remember former iniquities against us. Let your tender mercies come speedily to meet us. Psalm 79:8. And don't you know his tender mercies will include removing certain people? Amen. Glory to God. The mercy of God sometimes is synonymous with the judgment of God. Amen, right? Number 10, restore us, O God. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Psalm 80, verse 3. Somebody say, restore us, Lord. Amen. And I believe we're in the process of his restoration. He's just allowing the wicked things to get out there further and further so people can see how wicked it is. Amen. Number 11, then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Psalm 80, verse 18. Somebody say, revive us, Lord. Amen. Cause people that used to go to church. Man, I've met a couple people in the past couple months that should be generals in the kingdom of God, but they're not interested. They're just kind of quit. Why? Then I hear somebody like General Flynn the other day speaking in Salem, and he's like, I'm doing this right now for my grandchildren. And I'll tell you what, that's a good reason to be in church. That's a good reason to be in the plan of God, because it's not just about me. It's about generations after me, right? Somebody say, revive us. Amen. Number 12, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of your hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Psalm 90, verse 17. Glory to God for his ability to make it beautiful again. Wouldn't it be great to drive through that beautiful city right there? I can almost hit it with a driver. A little bit farther out. But wouldn't it be cool if that city became beautiful again? Like it has the capability of doing. This is why we pray, church, and why we take our stand of faith. Establish the work of your hands, Lord, for Portland. For Vancouver, right? These are great things to pray and say. Number 13, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Psalm 95, verse 6. Amen. I believe the majority of our nation, even now, would say they're Christians. They're just not in active duty. Right. So we're calling that back. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us, the U.S., kneel before the Lord our Maker. Just declare that He is our God, the God of this nation. Amen. Number 14, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Psalm 100, verse 3. This verse reminds me that this nation was His idea. It's the Lord who made us. So He has expectations of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number 15, save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Psalm 106, verse 47. Gather us from the, you know, it's amazing how many Christian people voted to the left because of hate Trump or whatever, believing lies, their union. So that's what I think of when I see, gather us from among the Gentiles. The Gentiles represents the world, right? Bring it back. Bring it back, Lord. Hallelujah. Number 16, God is the Lord and He has given us light. Psalm 118, verse 27. Somebody say, let there be light. The Lord is turning the light on things that need to be seen. Right out in the open and dealt with. Amen. Number 17, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, I think we could also say women. When men and women rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Psalm 124, verses 2 and 3. Anybody notice any wrath kindled against us from among us? Right? Oh, come on, right? Number 18. This is a great chapter. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Psalm 124, verses 4 and 5. Oh, man, don't forget the supernatural element of God getting involved. We just saw it with, again, this example recently with the social media thing. Hallelujah. Number 19. Who remembered us in our lowly state, for His mercy endures forever, and rescued us from our enemies, for His mercy endures forever. Psalm 136, 23, 24. Man, I'll tell you what. In my lifetime, it's hard to remember a more lowly state than just flat calling evil good and good evil. Legalized drugs, killing babies, teaching children. I mean, I remember, you know, back in the 80s when they were pushing gay rights. Gay rights. We want our rights. What does that mean? It's wrong. Yeah, but we want our rights. Why? If you're just like everyone else, why do you need special rights? And after a while, that got accepted. Then later, they wanted marriage. We want marriage. Why do you need marriage? You're two men. Yeah, but we want marriage, equal marriage. They got marriage. Well, now we want LGBTQ, whatever those letters are. Okay, you can have that too. Well, now we want to teach five-year-olds that they can change their genders and all these different sexual... Man, I'll tell you what. I'm glad the Lord is remembering us in this lowly state. And His mercy endures forever, and He's rescuing us. Why? Because He's putting people like us together to stand up against that. That's just one example. Amen? That was very close to home right now. Number 20, many people shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. Isaiah 2:3. That's what the church needs, those who have not been in church. Teaching, right? They need the word of God so that they know what's right and what's wrong. Amen? What will lead to life and what will lead to death. And that they can actually vote those things. And it does apply to their life today. Amen? So these are great things to pray about the U.S. Amen? Number 21, I got to step it up here. For unto us, this is a very familiar verse. For unto us, a child is born. Unto us. Now, how many children have been aborted just this year? Now, praise God, there's changes coming. Amen. Glory to God. I'll tell you what, the death of Ruth, the Supreme Court justice that died right before the election was stolen, that's not an accident. And that person got replaced, and then they squeezed one in that's as liberal as, I mean, she reminds me of listening to Kamala Harris, hearing her talk, this new justice. No justice for unborn children with people like that. But there's a Supreme Court in place right now that should help. So we can see God's hand at work, amen? But for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder. Isaiah 9:6. Now, that is a great scripture to pray. Amen. We know we're not going to rid our nation of every person that is, you know, believes all that crazy stuff, but the majority should rule in this nation. Right? And they should be in office. Hallelujah. Number 22, for the Lord is our refuge. Or I'm sorry, the Lord is our judge. Here we go into judges. The Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. How many people out there right now just are preaching, hate the law? The law is racist. The law is evil. We don't need any laws. Everybody's basically good. Just give them drugs, give them whatever. No, no, no. Prison is for people in 2020 in Oregon. Jail is for people who have Thanksgiving dinner at their home with more than 10 people. That's who jail's for. Not everybody that's out there burning cities. And this is just absolutely wicked, right? Well, here's something good to pray regarding that. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, and he will save us. Glory to God forevermore. Isaiah 33:22. I mean, if we see it in the word, we can claim it, right? Well, here's 50 examples. Right? Number 23. And we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6. Remember this. Jesus didn't just die for the individual. He died for nations, too. His blood can apply to nations. Let's claim it for our nation. Hallelujah. He can turn this thing around. Glory to God. Number 24. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. 1 Corinthians 6:14. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody say, America is not going to die. God is raising it up healthier and holier and better than it ever was before for these last days. Number 25, yet for us, there's one God. The Father of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live. 1 Corinthians 8:6. Somebody say, one nation under one God. Hallelujah. Number 26, nor let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. 1 Corinthians 10:8. Hallelujah. This is a big issue in the U.S., right? People just doing whatever they want sexually, even down to inventing things now. Right? That's not who we are as a nation. Hallelujah. And the church needs to wake up and repent, and the church ought not be living in sexual immorality. Oh, but Pastor Steve, we love one another. And we're not the same gender. It's okay. No, you don't. God doesn't grade on a scale for sin. Sin is sin, right? If that woman is not your wife, marry her or leave. Amen. Well, what is sexual immorality? Anything outside of marriage between a man and a woman. Right? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, purify our nation, Lord. Purify our nation. Hallelujah. I believe that's one reason why Christians will not, in many cases, stand up to the tidal wave of all this crazy gender stuff, is because they got sin that they're hiding and they don't want to be ashamed of it. So I'm not going to tell you what you're doing is wrong because I'm doing it. Yeah. So it's all cool. You do your thing. I'll do my thing. It's the grace of God. Oh, no, that's a lie. There's death in that. Hallelujah. Number 27. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Number 28, I got to step it up. Who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by. 2 Corinthians 1:4. Do you realize, I think about this often, our nation is supposed to be doing so many awesome things in this world. We have over the years. But the devil has gotten everybody so sidetracked on his little side pony shows. Right? Our nation is supposed to be out helping other nations, not telling them they can mutilate themselves and legalize drugs and everyone's a racist and all this nutty stuff. And how to steal an election. We shouldn't be taking our election directions from South American countries and all these other places. Right? Hallelujah. Number 29. Who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us. This is really important. He delivered us, he does deliver us, and he will still deliver us. 2 Corinthians 1:10. I love that one. Glory to God. Amen. Number 30. And you know why? He delivers us so we can be about delivering others. We're not called to kill babies. We're called to deliver babies. And teach these young people that if you do that, you might get pregnant. And that's a human being in there. So therefore, wait. Have boundaries. When you're dating, have boundaries. Oh, no, I'm not your spouse. We don't do that. There's a difference between marriage and dating. Married people do things that people who date do not do. These are just basic things that people need to be taught, even in the church. Amen. Number 30, you also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. 2 Corinthians 1:11. Hallelujah. Be in prayer for the U.S. Amen. Many people in the past, I mean, people all over the world are thankful for the U.S. if they remember World War II and other examples, right? We're going there again. Right now, our enemies think we're a bunch of psychos. And so they're being psychos because there's no law here. right? They saw all the stuff about shutdowns and people hiding and all the gender things and racist things and everybody hates everybody and election fraud, so let's just start taking the world over, right? These are things that God is bringing correction. Well, let's move on. Now, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. 2 Corinthians 1:14. Not the knowledge of LGBTQ, whatever it is. His knowledge in every place. 32, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:14. I thought I turned that off. All right. It's okay. Thank you. I deliberately set it for 1:10. Oh, well. That doesn't mean we're stopping. We're Number 33. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Let me ask you this. How many nations of the world have done more in spreading the gospel than the U.S.? Many have, but I'll tell you what, that's one of the reasons why the devil hates the U.S. is because we are about the business of spreading the gospel around the world. And we're going to keep at it. Amen? That's why he wants to shut church down and all this kind of thing, right? For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. The blood of Jesus, man, paid for the price of all sin, even national sins. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. That we might become his righteousness and get back to being righteous, not raunchous. Amen. Number 35. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. There's a cleansing going on in our nation, right? God is in charge of it. Hallelujah. Number 36. Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, Galatians 1:14. See, God is not about destroying America. It's his will to deliver our nation, right? Amen. Number 37. But they were hearing only he who formerly, this is great, this is beautiful right here. But they were hearing only he who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy. Galatians 1:23. There's going to be people that surprise you. They're like, wait a second. They changed teams. They moved from the left to the right. And now they're vocal. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah, right? Therefore, the law, number 38, was our tutor to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. Galatians 3:24. Amen. People are going to return to respecting the law. Law and order. Why do people hate laws? Because it shows me where I'm flawed. And the good laws will bring people to Jesus, right? I need help from God, right? Amen. This is wrong. This is sin. Boy, I'm going to need Jesus' help. Yes, you do, like the rest of us. Hallelujah, right? Bring us to Christ. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Galatians 5:1. Hallelujah. Even if President Trump was back in office today, there'd still be a lot of work to be done. Somebody said in, I think, Flashpoint the other day, or Victory News, that even if the Supreme Court flipped the abortion thing, that means 50 states have a lot of work to do at that point, right? So we're going to be about being in God's business, be a voice. Hallelujah. 40, let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Galatians 5:26, we need to be about standing against strife in our nation. Strife is a big thing that's stealing, killing, and destroying. Amen. No trash talking. When stuff starts happening and is happening, we keep our eyes on Jesus. See, the difference between you and those who hate you is you actually love them that hate you. You do. Because the love of God is on the inside of you, reaching out to them. Amen. Number 41, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Galatians 6:9, somebody say, don't quit on the U.S. Don't quit on God's plan for our nation. Just keep believing, keep praying, keep encouraging yourself in the Word. There's so many people that we hear all week long that are just downcast, depressed, whatever. Have a word of encouragement. Point them to Jesus. Amen. Right? Why? Because that's what we do. Amen. Number 42. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6, verse 10. Amen. Somebody say, be a do-gooder. Be about being a blessing. Don't be people out, and there's people out there that might lean to the right, but they use the F word in their flags. No, don't play with that. That's hate. No. We love Biden. We want him to get saved and come back to Jesus, right? We don't use profanity or post things that are nasty. Leaning to the right, spiteful, hateful, vengeful. No. We keep our eyes on Jesus, right? Amen. Number 43, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1:4, somebody say, God chose us. Hallelujah. And he didn't change his mind. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Colossians 1:13. Somebody say glory to God. We always got to remember who the real enemy is. The real enemy is not the blue people. The real enemy is the devil. Amen. And we bind him and we cast him out and we vote against his policies. Amen. Number 45, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Colossians 2, verse 14. Glory to God forevermore. Those things that are contrary to God's purpose for us, amen, or believing God to judge those things and bring us out of that stuff. I mean, goodness, just what, 50 years ago, the term like pornography, for example, that didn't even exist. You know, what, 50 years ago, 60s, I don't know. It should get back to being like that, where you know what, that's just absolutely inappropriate. To have where kids can pull it up and see it. And, it, you know, it's just wrong. Amen? Hallelujah. Things that are contrary to us should be getting weaker. Hallelujah. Why? Because it opens the door to all this other trash if things just keep getting left open, right? Hallelujah. Somebody say, take it out of the way, Lord. Anything that's contrary to your plan for this nation, God, take it out of the way. Hallelujah. Number 46, for God did not call us to uncleanness, but to holiness. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 7. Amen. I mean, Pastor Hank Kuhneman was ministering on, what's the word when they control what you say? Censorship. He was like, hey guys, we need to watch that censorship word because there are some things that should be censored. Things you don't want your kids looking at or hearing. Amen. Getting back to holiness as a nation. You know why? Because enemies fear people that have standards like that. They won't mess with it, with a nation like that, right? Number 47, therefore let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Somebody say, wake up, America! Right? Wake up to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. There are people that are called to office, places of leadership, whatever it is, in our families, our homes, you know, be watchers, be sober, be in prayer, be pressing and believe in God. We got a couple more, right? For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. We got to be people that stand against fear. Amen? Why? Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Glory to God forevermore. Number 49, may the God of all grace who called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. 1 Peter 5:10. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle the U.S. in Jesus' name. And finally, we'll close with this. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Glory to God forevermore. Somebody say, Lord, turn the light on. Turn the light on in Jesus' name. Let's all stand and we're going to close in prayer. Thanks for hanging out for a few more minutes today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we just pray, Lord, over this nation right now. We thank you, Lord God, for these great words, these magnificent words, Lord, regarding us. And we declare, Lord, nothing but your kingdom, nothing but your will be done in us on earth as it is in heaven. And we'll give you all the praise. We bind the devil out of the U.S., out of our elections, out of our schools, off our streets, off our social media, out of Hollywood, out of the news, out of Washington, D.C., and all of our local states and cities. Thank you, Jesus, for raising up a wall of righteousness in Jesus' name and bringing healing to our land that we can again help bring healing to the world and righteousness and justice to the world and the gospel to the world. And we'll give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.